1915 to 1918. As a child, Trudy Montag thought everyone knew what went on inside others. That was before she understood the power of being different, the agony of being different, and the sin of ranting against an ineffective God. But before that, for years and years before that, she prayed to grow. Every night she would fall asleep with the prayer that, while she slept, her body would stretch itself, grow to the size of that of other girls her age in Bergdorf, not even the taller ones like Eva Rosen, who would become her best friend in school for a brief time, but into a body with normal length arms and legs, and with a small, well-shaped head. To help God along, Trudy would hang from door frames by her fingers until they were numb, convinced she could feel her bones lengthening. Many nights she'd tie her mother's silk scarves around her head, one encircling her forehead, the other knotted beneath her chin, to keep her head from expanding. How she prayed! And every morning, when her arms were still stubby and her legs wouldn't reach the floor as she'd swing them from her mattress, she'd tell herself that she hadn't prayed hard enough or that it wasn't the right time yet. And so she'd keep praying, wishing, believing that anything you prayed for this hard surely would be granted if only you were patient.